Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We're talking this week about a subject entitled, Why Would You Not Be Healed? The setting of our meditation here is the time when Jesus began his ministry, his earthly ministry, and he was in his hometown of Nazareth on a Sabbath morning, and he was given the scriptures, and he read from the book of Isaiah and pointed to them the truth of who he was. He was speaking with power and authority here. But he was despised by the people of Nazareth, the people that he grew up with, the people who knew him. They despised him. And Jesus was speaking to that truth here, where he says that prophets are not accepted in their own country. And Jesus used two illustrations in declaring that truth. And we talked about the first one of those illustrations yesterday, in yesterday's meditation, that of the illustration where Elijah the prophet was sent to a widow north of Israel, one who believed in God. There were many widows in the days of Elijah, but they were Baal worshippers. But the widow that in Sarepta, where Elijah was sent to, or Zarephath, she had faith in God. And so the next illustration that Jesus used here in the scriptures here in Luke 4 that we've been walking through here, reading through, the next illustration, verse 27, Luke 4, that Jesus used was the example of Naaman the Syrian coming to the prophet Elisha for healing of his leprosy. Verse 27, Luke 4 says, "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian." So we notice here in this verse that Jesus said there were many lepers in Israel in the days of Elisha the prophet, and yet none of them came to Elisha for healing. Now, leprosy is a very ugly disease, and at that time, there was no known cure for it. Leprosy is also called Hansen's disease, and it attacks the skin and the nerves. It causes the skin to swell and become lumpy and discolored. And leprosy is one of the most feared diseases because it damages the patient's appearance. But leprosy seldom causes death. It weakens its victims and makes them more likely to contract other diseases. Leprosy usually affects the nerve endings near the surface of the skin, especially in the face, the arms, and your legs. And nerve damage causes a lot of, the nerve damage that is the result of leprosy causes a loss of feeling in the skin. So leprosy patients may injure or burn themselves and not even realize it. And severe nerve damage can sometimes cause paralysis. So it's a really ugly disease. Well, why were there no lepers healed in the time of Elisha in Israel? And Jesus says there were many lepers in Israel, but not one of them, not one, were healed. And we say, why? Surely, with such a dreaded disease, you would think that they would all have gone to get healing. And it was free. Elisha wouldn't take a dime from Naaman. I'm not going to read that account for lack of time, but in that incident there, Naaman, who was a captain of the Syrian army and had taken a number of the Israelites into captivity, had leprosy and had a little Israeli slave girl in his home. And she told him in pure faith, said, "Well, why don't don't you go to Elisha the prophet in Israel? He can heal you of your leprosy. And he took her up on that. So he and a number of his servants, they went to Elisha. And he believed after some coaxing from his servants and dipped himself in the Jordan River 7 times. At first he didn't want to do it, but he was healed. He was totally healed of his leprosy. And surely we would still, I mean, we think, you know, well, why? Why would all the lepers in Israel that were there, and Jesus said there were many of them, why would they not be healed? And that's the question of my meditation for this week. Why? Why would you not be healed? It was free. After Naaman was healed, he went back to Elisha, and he had silver, he had changes of clothing, he had gifts and all manner of things to give, and Elisha wouldn't take nothing. He would take nothing. He wouldn't take a dime. So the healing was free for those lepers in Israel in those days. Why would they not be healed? And that was exactly Jesus' point in these illustrations that he used here in Luke 4. It was because of their unbelief. They would not go for healing. Surely, those lepers in Israel had known that Elisha was there in town. They had to know that. But they didn't believe in the God of heaven. They were Baal worshipers. Well, who was Baal? Israel was steeped in Baal worship at that time. Well, Baal was a god that they worshipped. It was a god of fertility. Not only was Baal worshipped as a god of human fertility, which involved temple prostitution, he was also worshipped as a god of crop, animal fertility. He was seen as the god who brought rain and everything necessary to make sure that crops and cattle production were successful. And so they worshipped Baal as that god who brought success to their crops and their cattle husbandry and so on. And so when God shut up the heavens and it didn't rain, it was a direct slap in the worship of Baal. But the Israelites were steeped in this Baal worship. And and to the point that these lepers wouldn't go for healing. I mean, it's just incredible. Surely they knew Elisha was in town. But, you know, I believe perhaps he was looked at as, we know that fellow there in town, but, you know, that guy, he's so eccentric, got all these weird ideas, and, there's something really strange about that man. You think I'd go there? They say he can heal leprosy. Are you sure? Come on. I'm not going to that guy. Why, Baal can do that for us. You see the logic? You see the reasoning? And so while there were many lepers in the days of Elisha, not one of them, Jesus said, not one of them went for healing. Naaman, who wasn't even an Israelite, he was a Syrian captain in their army, went to Elisha and was healed. What an incredible thing. Here was a man who wasn't even an Israelite. He was healed of his leprosy. And all the Israelites, of the Israelites that had leprosy, not one of them went to Elisha for healing. And we look at that. We look at those facts in consternation and we marvel at such foolishness. And we ask, well, why? Why would they not be healed? But wait. Surely there must be something for us to learn from these two examples that Jesus is giving them at Nazareth. The example of the widows, the example of the lepers. There must be something for us to learn, and there is. That wasn't just for those folks at Nazareth, folks. That's for us too. In Hebrews 3, the Apostle Paul speaks very eloquently to this very matter of unbelief. Verse 12 in Hebrews 3 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief." Notice he calls it an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And it's in that chapter in Hebrews 3 that we are counseled to give attention to the call of Christ, to hear his voice, to give assent to approve of, and consider what God speaks to us and apply it to our lives today. And additionally, in that chapter, we are warned not to do as the Israelites did, who hardened their hearts. So, that does apply to us today. Is there any unbelief in my heart or your heart? And what can we learn from these scriptures? Unbelief is subtle, folks. It is. It doesn't happen overnight. Unprecedented numbers of people are turning away from truth today. And it's not just young people. It's young and old alike. I tell you, it's been happening since Adam. But it is unprecedented today. And listen, there are no denominational limitations. It's not just in plain churches. It's all over. In every denomination, people are departing and turning away from truth in unprecedented numbers. We'll pick up on this tomorrow. God bless your day.